A practitioner has only one choice. A practitioner has only one choice. This is the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with A Practitioner Has Only One Choice. What is the choice that the practitioner has? What is the condition under which a practitioner practices? Well, a practitioner is a person who is really in charge of themselves. A practitioner says to himself, all is in divine order. A practitioner says to himself, this is magnificent, now and forever. A practitioner does not say something is going to happen. A practitioner does not say he's going to change your mind or his mind about the condition of your world or his world. A practitioner knows that he has only one choice and that all is in divine order now. So, when I go to a practitioner, I say to a practitioner, I would like to experience my wholeness right now. And the practitioner says to me, sort of interestingly, you are experiencing your wholeness right now. What wholeness can you conceive of for yourself? What desire do you have in your heart to be? What attitude do you have in your heart to express? What is your desire for yourself? And once you know the desire for yourself, then you can visualize yourself experiencing that right now, because the practitioner looks at you and sees a fulfilled being, a fulfilled person, a fulfilled divine being expressing your ideal divinity right now, expressing all that you are right now, expressing your divine self right now. That's what a practitioner sees. A practitioner doesn't see you as a work in progress or something to become. The practitioner does not see you as not having whatever it is that the desire of your heart calls forth in your thinking. The practitioner only sees you as the practitioner sees themselves. And the practitioner sees themselves whole and perfect. The practitioner sees themselves fulfilled in every area of their life. A practitioner sees themselves enjoying everything that could ever make them happy, and does make them happy because they're enjoying it now. You don't go to a practitioner because you want the practitioner to bring about a change in your life. A change, in a way, by your being aware that it's already there, but not that it's not there. The practitioner does not help you to manifest something that is not. The practitioner is not interested in the slightest in what is not in your world, but only in what is in your world, only in your wholeness, your perfection, your divinity, your magnificence right now. That's what a practitioner believes in. That's what a practitioner knows. That's what a practitioner sees happening in your world right now. Is that what you want? Is that what you'd like? Is that why you're calling a practitioner? Because you would like to have that same inner confidence that the practitioner has, that whatever it is in your world that delights you and makes you feel wonderful is now there, is now a reality, is now a fulfillment, is now a demonstration of who you are. Many times people go to a practitioner hoping the practitioner will change some condition in their world, that a practitioner will help them to think more positive thoughts. And a practitioner cannot help you think more positive thoughts because the practitioner sees you being the ideal being that you are, the ideal being that you are expressing right now in every area of your being, sees you as a fulfilled expression of the ideal being that you are. So, I am Herb, and as a practitioner, I see myself fulfilled in every way as a Herb. I see myself enjoying every experience I have. I see myself having all the thoughts that come into my heart. I have every type of a vehicle, every type of a food, every type of a clothing, every type of a relationship, every type of a understanding. I have it all now. I have it all now, and it's only up to me to be aware that I have it. Because if I am a blind man, and I am standing next to an elephant, and I say, I would like to see an elephant, and someone says, well, just touch that object next to you, and that is an elephant. And so I touch the object next to me, and I feel that it's a large thing like a tree trunk. So I think the elephant is like a tree. And then I go on and I touch it more fully, and I find that it has four legs, and it has an interesting long nose, and it's very high. I cannot reach to the top of it with my hand. And so I say, bend down, elephant, get down on your knees so that I can get on your back. And the elephant says, even better, I will take you in my trunk, gently holding you and lifting you up and putting you on my back. Oh, cool, super. And as I go on thinking of the elephant, and as I go on experiencing the elephant, because it is there, even though my eyesight is not there at that moment. And then, after all of this has taken place, and all these wonderful attitudes I have with the elephant are being manifest, I open my eyes, and I see what the visual image is of an elephant, and I say, my goodness, I would never have imagined an elephant to be put together in quite that way. That's wonderful. That's glorious. And so it is, the practitioner has only one choice: to help us open our eyes to see who and what we really are and what our world is really like, and that our world includes everything that our heart could ever dream about. A practitioner doesn't make things happen, or does he teach us how to make things happen? A practitioner has one purpose, and that is allowing us, sharing with us, and teaching us, if you will, how to be aware of who and what we really are. How to be aware of who and how we really live our lives. To be aware that our life right now is the most wonderful, fulfilled, and glorious experience we could ever have. And it's up to us to open our eyes and see that it is, we are in the midst of it, to see that it is done, and we are in the midst of it. We are in the midst of whatever it is that our heart desires, whatever it is that our thought desires, whatever it is that we are, we're in the midst of it. And we don't say, I would like to have, we say, I have. We do not say, I'd like to know, we know. We are in the midst of it, and it is good and very good. It is glorious and glorious beyond words. A practitioner has only one choice, and that is to see all fulfilled right now. To see all revealed right now. To see all complete right now. That's the only purpose that a practitioner has. And as a practitioner carries that out, it is demonstrated in everything the practitioner does and thinks and says and is. As a practitioner carries it out, it's the most wonderful realization in the world as you and I awaken to who we really are. We open our eyes and we see the elephant. We can touch him with our eyes closed. We can have a sensitivity of him with our eyes closed. But when we open our eyes, we realize it is all done now. Accept this for yourself and know that it's the truth about you. right now, and that I love you beyond measure.